This is NPR's Weekend Edition. I'm Leanne Hansen. In West Warwick, Rhode Island, the bells of St. John the Baptist Catholic Church called parishioners to early Mass this morning, 3 days after a fire killed 96 people a few miles away at the station nightclub. The blaze broke out Thursday night as the heavy metal band Great White opened its show with a pyrotechnic display. The club's owners claim the band is responsible for the disaster, but investigators have yet to assign blame. Residents are still waiting for the names of those confirmed dead and those missing, sure that in this town of just 30,000 residents, they'll find many personal connections to the people who are lost. NPR's Chris Arnold has the story.
Sitting in an easy chair in her living room, Sharon Wilson is wincing in pain as a friend who's a nurse changes the bandage on the second and third degree burns on her arms. Wilson's boyfriend is helping.
She needs to keep that up. It's swelling in that area there. Oh,
my right foot keeps getting numb on me.
Wilson says she owes her life to her boyfriend, Bob Tripe, a 6-foot-tall semi-truck driver. When the fire broke out at the nightclub, the two of them were standing at the bar with a friend named Bonnie.
We just ran, and Bonnie was in front of my boyfriend, Bob, and he kept calling me. But we got lost as we were going up because people in the back of us just kept pushing and pushing. And I just got trampled. I was trampled down to the ground, and they were just stampeding over me. I was on the bottom.
Wilson says she was trapped in the club's entranceway. But somehow, amidst the chaos, the two were able to hear each other, and Bob Tripe fought his way back to grab hold of her arm.
I could still hear him. He was screaming, "Hang on, babe. I'll get you. Hold on. Just keep holding on." And then he just kept pulling and pulling. It seemed like eternity, but he pulled me out.
Tripe's hands are bandaged from the burns he received trying to reach in and pull people to safety.
Can you feel at all good yet about, I mean, you know, what you did?
I mean, yeah, I feel good that I got out and I got her out and helped somebody else. I know I helped at least one or two other people get out. It's just, you know, I can't. Didn't help enough. It was just so fast. A matter of 2 minutes, the whole place was engulfed.
Not even within a minute after he pulled me out, the building started to collapse. And he went looking for his friend Bonnie, but we haven't found her yet.
Tripe says of course he's upset, but doing okay. When he's out of the room, though, his girlfriend says he was much closer to their missing friend, and she thinks the whole thing is hitting him very hard.
Bob is just being so quiet, and he's talking on the phone to people, but you can tell he's not handling it. He's just not coping with it. He'll say he's fine, but I can see by looking at him that, you know, he's not totally fine. He's just doing the best he can.
Wilson says right now they're getting some comfort from all the visits from friends and relatives, and people just keep coming by.
Oh, here comes
Hi.
Someone.
Hi.
Hello.
How are you doing?
Shannon, I got your dinner for tomorrow.
Oh, thank you very much.
Okay?
Oh.
Smell. Oh, you get this.
Ooh, my favorite cabbage.
All right.
People are pulling together all over the small town of West Warwick. The fire touches everybody's lives. At the local thrift store, employees put their arms around a coworker who has lost a friend. A delivery man says he just brought a pizza to an injured resident recovering at home. And many are bracing themselves as the list of victims' names grows. In a town like this, people are likely to know someone on that list. And many are feeling like it could just as easily have been them.
My daughter was just in that nightclub. It could have been any one of us. Any one of us.
Linda's a local real estate agent. She didn't give her last name. She and her daughter and their friends all used to go to the station nightclub. She stopped by to get a cup of coffee at the Dunkin' Donuts off Main Street, where a TV set constantly replays images of the fire. She says some of her friends are starting to feel anger in addition to grief.
Of course, people are wanting to know who to blame. Is it the band? Is it the owners of the club? Is it the city for allowing? They want answers. They want, why did this happen? How something so stupid happen?
Late yesterday, one of the owners of the club appealed to this community and said he is not to blame.
This tragedy has claimed the lives of our friends. Oh, sorry.
With his wife beside him for support, Jeffrey Derderian repeatedly broke down during an emotional press conference. Derderian claimed that the band Great White never told the club about the pyrotechnics display. An attorney for the band maintains that the club did grant permission. Many people here say they understand that investigators are being careful about casting blame prematurely. For now, they say the most important thing is supporting the family and friends of those who were lost. Chris Arnold, NPR News, West Warwick, Rhode Island.